This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered. This Black History Month, GPBTV has a new documentary about civil rights leader and former ambassador Andrew Young. Young was a close ally of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He went on to represent Atlanta in Congress. He was President Jimmy Carter's ambassador to the United Nations. And in the 1980s, Andrew Young served as Atlanta's mayor. GPB's film Profiling Andrew Young is hosted and produced by Sharon Collins, and she joins me now. Thank you for being here.
It's great to be with you.
There's a moment in this film when Ambassador Young surprises you.
You know, he's talking about the march from Selma, and I'm watching his documentary, which he allowed me to use clips from, and people are being beaten over the head, women thrown to the ground. It was so violent. They called it Bloody Sunday. He was just so matter of fact about it. I mean, they had clubs and tear gas. I was horrified by the violence.
Let's play a clip of that part of the conversation.
It wasn't as bad as it looked.
How can you say that? It looks horrible.
I know. But I don't think anybody stayed in the hospital more than a day. Compared to St. Augustine, in St. Augustine, our hospital bills were higher than our bond bills because people really got beat up.
What does he mean by that?
A lot of people don't know about St. Augustine. There were multiple marches at night, and a judge ruled that, yes, they could march at night. But they were attacked. Klansmen were very much involved. And at one point, he was walking, leading the march, and Andrew Young is Andrew Young, and he thought, let me step across the street and reason with these people so that they won't hurt us. And of course, they beat him and kicked him to the ground. I mean, they were beaten trying to go to the beach. It was there were multiple marches. And what he means is that they had injuries so severe that they had to be in the hospital for a much longer period than the Selma injuries.
It must be surreal, as a journalist, Sharon, to interview someone who has risked their life so many times that the terror of being killed becomes relative?
Well, he says Martin Luther King prepared them for death. They laughed at death. He says Martin would preach us to heaven and talk and make crack on us all the time and make jokes so that we actually were laughing about our own deaths. But it is surreal because I'm not sure in this day and age there would be a movement where people were willing to just give their lives like that.
Young has lived through so much of history, and yet he also told you that he doesn't think the civil rights movement is over. Let's play that clip.
The civil rights movement can never be over because there will always be change. The Me Too movement is part of a civil rights movement. The gay rights movement, see? I'm waiting for poor white men to start a movement.
That's an incredible statement. Why does Young believe poor white men are a future civil rights movement?
Not just poor white men between the ages of 40 and 60. He says they are dying faster than any demographic in our nation. And I checked him. And a lot of it is health care, lack of jobs, diabetes, things like that. And he said, you know, it used to be when you got out of World War II, you got the GI Bill. Yeah, you could say, I'm a white man, so I'm okay. What he's saying is, today, not so much. A lot of them are hurting. He feels like that's probably the next movement.
What was your exposure to the civil rights movement as a child?
I knew nothing about it as a child, except we took a family trip to Florida. They had a sign on the bathroom doors, whites and coloreds. So as a little girl, I ran to the coloreds room because I thought that one will be pretty and it'll have lots of colors in it. And my mom was freaking out. She grabs me by the arm and we get in the car and I didn't understand. And so I'm asking mom and dad all these questions and they're trying to evade me because they don't, how do you tell a little kid about why there are white signs over one door and colored sign over another door. And that was pretty much my exposure. Now, I knew when Martin Luther King was assassinated, everybody was really sad. There was tension. My parents were glued to the television and concerned. But that's relatively all I know. So I hope that if I didn't know this, think of the millions of young people who don't know anything about it. I hope they see.
Sharon Collins, thank you for joining me.
I was glad to be here, and I'm always happy to be with you, Ricky.
And you can see the Andrew Young documentary. It's called Andrew Young, A Moment in Time. It premieres tonight at 7:30 on GPB TV.